Want to pull off the season's freshest trends? You just need the right shoes. That's where Designer Shoe Warehouse comes in. Loving wide-leg jeans? Pair them with sleek, low-profile sneakers. Obsessed with the sheer trend? Try it with mesh flats. Feeling boho? Comfy sandals nail the whole free-spirited thing. Find on-trend shoes from the brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at DSW.
You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Before we get to D'Angelo Malone, he gave up 8 runs, 8 hits last night. 3 home runs! Spencer Strider!
Yeah, it's 13 earned runs in his last 2 outings for Spencer Strider right now. 13 earned runs.
What's up, Big O?
It was so bad last night that the Mets actually ran into pyrotechnics that they shot out after home runs. Because they hit so many home runs.
That's embarrassing.
Yeah. Alonso passed Strawberry for the all-time home run record for the Mets. But Strider, and you know, 2 ways of looking at it. Shut him down, wear and tear, or let him continue to figure it out. Although, as I saw, you know, today, Mark Bowman from MLB Network was saying, you know, this is a guy who might not be close to 100% until he's a full year or more removed from, you know, his surgery, et cetera, et cetera. So how do you become a... do you stay an elite pitcher when you don't have that electric stuff that he had when he first got here? I don't know. That's another thing about what this team is going to look like.
And another thing.
Is Rick Kranitz the right guy to figure him out? Because all we do is bring up guys because we can't afford real pitching. We bring in guys that never pitch more than 100 and some odd innings, so their arms all blow out. So I don't know if a new approach in that department would be warranted as well. Just a thought.
No, man, look, when you say figure it out, 8 runs and 8 hits and 3 home runs is not figuring it out. Like, shut him down!
Well, I mean, but this is where, and I've heard Glavin talk about it when he does the FanDuel broadcast. Smoltz has talked about it. You know, Tom Seaver, all the good guys, you know, Nolan Ryan, the elites, who had that kind of speed, velocity. Yeah. They had dazzling curveball, but they never went through the stuff he's already gone through with his arm. Tom Seaver now had Tommy John. Nolan Ryan played till he was 44 and never had a Tommy John.
You're right.
Now he's going to have to come up with, you know, a change-up, all these different things now he's going to have to add to his repertoire, I guess. Unless the arm strength eventually gets the velocity back. But who says that's going to happen after 2 now procedures?
He was hot garbage last night. Oof, Braves lose 13-5.
And I hate it for Strider because, you know, just think about it. Just a couple years ago, you and I were at the game, sent the pictures on Twitter. Everybody's wearing the mustaches. Even women were wearing little mustaches because Strider, going to the ballpark to see Strider pitch, is electrifying. Mm. And now you begin to wonder where he's going to be a year from now.
Yeah.
Is he going to get his game back?
And by the way, Mike, you can't say this was a one-off.
No,
this
he's struggling.
Not.
He had his best outing down this last stretch has been against the Yankees, but he's really got the ball up in the zone, and the pitch count is always up around 80 or 90 by the time he's in the fourth inning, and then he's out the door.
All right. More on that coming up. Also in the 3 o'clock hour, guys, we will get a chance to talk more about what's going on around the NFL. Injury update. There are some injuries we need to report, and he finally has his deal. We'll tell you all about that. But Andy and Randy had a chance to catch up with D'Angelo Malone. The process of where he is now and how that's changed and when he got here, it's the first thing they asked him about, you know, and where is he now in this process?
I would say the process has been pretty smooth. You know, I always, you know, just dwell on things. You know, like I said, I came a long way, but just being in a position right now, I'm blessed. Man, just keep building with the team and be something special.
It seemed like, and this happens in joint practices, it seemed like it was pretty chippy out there. Now, we only got to watch like the first 10 minutes of 11-on-11, but we saw a couple scraps. Was that pretty much the case today? Is that kind of what the vibe was?
Not really. You know, guys just want to impose their will. Guys out there competing. You know, it's highs and lows, but at the end of the day, it's just having fun.
How has it been, you know, because, you know, you obviously this wasn't the regime that drafted you. The GM was, but right. But coming in, having 1 year under Ra, do you see any difference from last year to this year with them in the program?
Not really. I would honestly say, you know, Coach Stick got the same mindset, coming out there winning, competing. But, you know, it's just coaches just want to win, and that's what it's all about.
D'Angelo Malone joining us here on the Midday Show with Andy and Randy. Practice over for the day. Joint practice with the Titans, day two over. They'll take on the Titans on Friday night. How about for you? Is your role any different in the defense this year maybe than last year or years past?
Slightly. I would say outside linebacker was my original position, but I'm starting to learn inside linebacker. It's pretty smooth, so instead of going forward, you know, you're going backwards sometimes, but it's pretty fun. You know?
How's that been? Because like you said, you were outside linebacker, moving inside the different keys that you got to key on different. How's that for you?
It's pretty smooth. You know, it's all about just having the right eyes, correct eyes, and just trusting your ability. You know, I feel like the guys we got in the room, Kaden Ellis, Josh Woods, Devon Diablo, those guys are there to help you, like big brothers.
What's the biggest difference? I mean, obviously you kind of have to be an incredibly good football player along the way in order to get drafted anyway, and then you come in and you're sort of used in a specific way, and maybe it's even a compliment for them to say, you know what, we think that you can do this too. We see versatility in you. You could do this too. But what is the biggest difference doing both now?
It's really not a difference at all. I still got the same mindset. Go out there, compete, put my best foot forward. But I would just say, like, just with the inside linebacker, you got to make more checks. You got to be aware of your keys. But outside linebacker, you're just going.
Now, you are one of them wild men. I call y'all guys wild men because you led the team in as far as special teams tackles last year, special teams plays.
Mm-hmm.
Now, you're talking about playing because obviously you want to play. You have that mindset. I don't give a damn. Put me out there. I'll just go down and run and hit somebody. But talk about your mindset when it comes to them teams because it's always the most overlooked aspect of a football team.
Yes, sir. I would say special team – it's really like the first player, you know, of the game. It's either it could be first down or you make a big tackle inside the 25. You know, just getting the offense some juice before they go on the field or defense. It's going to be fun.
How is that new kickoff treating you? Because we know it's a new rule and everything you guys got. How have you had to adjust your game to that? Or is it just, just beat the man in front of me and go back to play? And also, how is it being on the receiving end of that?
Yeah, honestly, you know, just being your man, it's a one-on-one match. Well, that's if you don't get double teamed. But, you know, I feel like mostly every kick gonna get return field, so it's gonna be fun. More tackles gonna be made, and you know, as far as blocking, everything is gonna be fun.
I mean, you have to think it's fun in order to do that, right?
Right. Yeah.
Like, you can't be out there like, oh god, you're putting your body on the line every play out there. How good do you feel like this defense can be? I mean, we talked. There's some new faces. It's relatively young, I think, compared to some of the other defenses in the league. Certainly, some high young draft picks. What do you feel like the ceiling is for this group?
Oh, man, the sky's the limit for this defense. Just the group of guys we have around, you know, I feel like every guy is coming together. The chemistry is getting there. You know, we got some vets.
I've never felt like this before. It's like you just get me. I feel like my true self with you. Does that sound crazy? And it doesn't hurt that you're gorgeous. Okay, that's it. I'm taking you home with me. I mean, you can't find shoes this good just anywhere. Find a shoe for every you from brands you love, like Birkenstock, Nike, Adidas, and more at your DSW store or DSW.com.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
You can have with some young guys, but end of the day, everybody got the same mindset. Everybody's eager to get out there and compete and win games.
Last one for me, and it was one of the first questions we gave, actually, when we had you on that when you first drafted, they talked about, because you are from here.
Yes, sir.
The ticket situation. No problems.
No problems.
All these years, no problems.
At first, it was. You
okay.
Know,
I remember we talked to you. I said, hey, dog, do they know you got to pay for them tickets?
Right.
All right, so we got it leveled out now?
Yes, sir. Like, once I start talking to them, you know, you're getting better understanding, they start understanding.
Okay, good. Yes, that's the one right now.
But at first, everybody wants to come to every game.
Everybody
right?
Everybody
want to
come. Hey, no, my guy. Hey, anybody want to talk? Just call him. Just call him because I know he get tickets for free. Yeah, I get tickets for free, but actually, they're not free.
Right.
But also, you guys know he's getting ready for a game. Like. You've got to get ready to play. Man. Pretty hard job to do.
It is.
Let me ask you one final question. And, again, D'Angelo Malone, nice enough to hang out with us after practice. Jeff Ulbrich, new defensive coordinator. We hear everybody talk about the energy that he brings. He says some wild quotes in some of his press conferences.
Yes.
I don't know if you have a favorite line or a favorite motto that he throws at you guys or whatever, but what has it been like with him with the defense?
Oh, man. Just the day, just, you know, every day he really attacks the day, just the way he go about things and just his deliverance. I feel like he wants us to be at our best, play together, and play hard.
Yeah, definitely seems that way.
Well, you stay healthy, mate. Yes, you stay healthy, brother. You
yes,
represent,
it.
Dog,
yes,
man.
Sir, I appreciate it.
D'Angelo Malone
brother.
There.
Thank you.
Ellenwood Zone, nice enough to hang out with us and chat for a little bit as practice wraps up.
Yeah, man, Cedar Grove in the house. And, again, a guy who's now maybe found success in a different role. And that's, you know, whatever keeps you in the show, right, in this case, in the NFL. Likeable dude. We've been pulling for him. And now, again, how does Jeff Ulbrich see things that maybe previous DCs didn't see? Is how to use this guy. Maybe that's part of it.
Yeah, I remember when we first started talking about D'Angelo Malone and we had high expectations for him. Mike, you're right. Sometimes it's a coordinator that comes in and sees things in you that maybe other guys didn't. Or
he's a third-round pick, too, by the way. That's not, you know,
you're
chump
right.
Change.
You're right. Or you get an opportunity that you haven't had because somebody didn't see you like they thought they would. Either way, I hope he takes the advantage of it, and I hope he's able to help this football team. You're right. Didn't we have a lot of listeners in that area, man?
Yeah, man. Ellenwood's always been a hot zip code for Dukes and Bell. So appreciate the love in that part of town. A couple of guys heard in the interview, if you missed us to start the show. Yes, as Andy said, it was chippy. We said that, and we knew it was coming today. 1, 2, 3, 4 scraps. And who knew, Carl, that Snoop Dogg was actually at Falcons practice today?
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cut. Hold on now. Oh, get it cracking then. Let's go.
Get it cracking then. Let's go. He's swinging on Cut.
Oh, watch out. Oh, he stole on him. He fired on Cut. Hold on now.
That was Michael Penix, by the way. I mean, that was Penix in the mix today. And again, he did not get injured. He didn't get hurt. Nobody got hurt, by the way.
No, and again, it's funny because guys on the text line, and look, as we said, Carl and I, we started this debate as soon as the 24 season wrapped up. Carl said, let me get this straight. You're not going to be a hype man. I'm trying to be pragmatic, but there's a lot of things that I like to see. Now, yes, I think any NFL team, if you're trying to get physical, they're going to not let you do that to the quarterback. I get it. It's not like the Falcons did something today that hasn't happened in time immemorial, right, in joint scrimmages with other teams. But I have seen other teams come in here and push us around, like Geno Atkins in Cincinnati years ago.
The Falcons were soft. The Falcons aren't tough.
So let's hope that this does lead to a vibe, a personality, a toughness. I mean, as we said, you draft the right guys. We focus so much on offense, at least in the top part of the draft. Now we feel we've got really good depth on defense. You know, I'm a little still worried about Darnell Mooney. That's my big concern because of what he brings to this equation. Kyle Pitts can come to the rescue for the offense. And Casey Washington, the other, you know, guys on the depth chart, we're going to hear from Chris Blair.
Yes.
Hear that later on in the show. But I'm excited. I mean, how excited? We're going to give you our over-under here.
Mike
later.
Missouri Bell, show me.
Not prepared to give you that number just yet. I do think Vegas has us low.
I do too. And by the way, when Michael Penix said today, and I love this, because if you guys missed it, it was about, a month or so ago? Because the documentary's coming out. I think it may be out already, or maybe it's a week away. The Magic City doc, when we had on T.I. and Jermaine Dupri and everybody, Young Dro came in studio, and T.I. told that story, Mike, about Michael Jordan. And when he stopped, you know, he stops Jordan and accidentally knocks a cigar out of his hand. And T.I. says Jordan's looking at him, and he's looking at Jordan. He's like, I know he don't think I'm picking this cigar up because I'm from Bankhead. And the point is, today, Penix made a point. He wasn't asked, but he was literally pointing out, Mike, when he said, talking about this whole respect thing and pointing out that where he's from. And I just had to laugh because that's when you know guys are serious. When they tell you where they're from, That's when you know a guy is serious. And he was quoted today at the podium saying, you know, I don't disrespect anybody out there. Talking about, you know, I don't want to be called out of my name. But when he said, I'm from Tampa, I'm from Dade City. That's the point where you right. know he's serious.
The only reason I know Dade City, I spent my summers as a kid down in Newport Richey and Nantes. Dade City is over there by the swamp on the eastern side of Pasco County. It's a tough area. And that's where he grew up, and eventually Tampa, and eventually I'll be making his way to the college ranks.
Let me say this. And look, we're in Atlanta. There's some places you shouldn't go. I shouldn't go. But that's every city.
Right.
Every city that I've ever been to has places where, like, Dukes, don't get caught up over there. Unless you know what you're doing or you know somebody.
Right.
And it's just what it is. So, like, when he says that, Mike, he didn't come up easy, man. Like, I get it. So, but everywhere around the world, Mike, there are tough guys, there are tough cities, and people get it on. And so it's like you think somebody's from a small town and they don't get it in. You might be mistaken.
That's why, you know, in my fights that I've had over the years, I always throw down Carl with, you don't know where I'm from. From the mean streets of Wausau. Minority population, 1.9%. I'm from the south side. Well, actually, the south shore of Nassau County. But you don't know what it's like on those streets. Well, actually, it's a path to the beach. But the point is, very tough neighborhood.
I'm from Dade City.
With the one African-American student that we went to school with. Granted, not a lot of diversity in Wausau, Carl.
Yeah,
but we were hardcore.
No, I feel
we were going to take it sitting down.
I'll say this, man. Years ago, it was funny because we were in San Antonio and everybody's like, DJ Quick made a song about San Antonio.
Right.
He came there, was a shootout at a club when he was performing one night, and he ended up putting it on his song. And it's like, oh, they get it in. People get it in everywhere.
Right.
And so, but when a guy tells you where he's from, that's when you know he's serious, Mike. That's before he gets crazy eyes.
Yeah. That's why if you really want to send a message, I go, yo, I'm from Brooklyn. Now, granted, I left Brooklyn when I was 9.
But it still works.
Born and raised in the city.
But it still works.
I'm from Bensonhurst, man.
It works.
Don't mess with Strong Island. By the way, the one thing I do hate from where I grew up. You know about this, Oren? And this is kind of like, think of the Jersey Shore where I grew up, but it's the Long Island version. And these guys, all the jabronis, you know, with a big change. No, man, it's Strong Island. Let's go, Jay. Same guys go, Derek Jeter.
Oh, great.
From Strong Island. Oh, it makes me cringe. You don't know where I've been, man.
You know where I'm from. 404-726-0929. This was a song. He made a damn song about it. He's like, well, I didn't know they got it in there. Everybody gets it in. You don't know. You don't, just like Compton, you don't know where people are from or how they get down. Hey, man.
What's the line in Fight Club? You don't know where I've been.
You don't know. Coming up, we'll go around the NFL. Latest injury updates, including he got injured and now it may hurt his chances even more to potentially start or move up on the roster list. We'll tell you about that coming up on Dukes and Bell.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy. You just realized your business needed to hire someone yesterday. How can you find amazing candidates fast? Easy. Just use Indeed. Stop struggling to get your job posts seen on other job sites. Indeed sponsored jobs help you stand out and hire fast. With sponsored jobs, your post jumps to the top of the page for your relevant candidates so you can reach the people you want faster. And it makes a huge difference. According to Indeed data, sponsored jobs posted directly on Indeed have 45% more applications than non-sponsored jobs. Plus, with Indeed sponsored jobs, there are no monthly subscriptions, no long-term contracts, and you only pay for results. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/listen. Just go to Indeed.com/listen right now and support our show by saying you heard about Indeed on this podcast. Indeed.com/listen. Terms and conditions apply. Hiring? Indeed is all you need.
Escape the heat to True North convenience stores and get any size True Oasis fountain drink for 89 cents with True Rewards. Cool that thirst with any of your favorite Pepsi fountain drinks for 89 cents. As a free True Rewards member, pick the perfect size for you. No matter if you're craving a big drink or a small sip, it's just 89 cents. Don't have the True Rewards mobile app? Find it in the Apple or Google Play Store to download and save instantly. True North convenience stores. Fast, friendly, clean.
Dollar Shave Club is the real grooming MVP. Their six-blade razor gives you the closest, most comfortable shave. The four-blade features swift rinse tech for longer, thicker hair. And the handle has a no-slip 360-degree diamond pattern grip for comfort and control. Shave butter works great with their razors. It's translucent for precision and delivers a long-lasting glide that hydrates the skin. Visit dollarshaveclub.com/homerun and use code HOMERUN for 20% off your order of $20 or more. Plus free shipping. Whatever you shave, welcome to the club.